Dershowitz, Biden's doing Hamas job for political reasons by failing to oppose them like he opposes Putin. By Ian Hanchett on April 6, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Kudlow, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz stated that any time America opposes Israel, Hamas backs away from making any deals. Hamas says to itself, why should we give up any hostages? Biden's doing our job for us, CNN's doing our job for us, the New York Times is doing our job for us, and that Biden is failing to recognize with Hamas what he did with Putin when he said that if he wins in Ukraine, he's going to move into Latvia and Poland, the same thing is true with Hamas. Dershowitz said, whenever the United States turns against Israel, the result is, Hamas backs away from making any deals. Hamas says to itself, why should we give up any hostages? Biden's doing our job for us, CNN's doing our job for us, the New York Times is doing our job for us, Tony Blinken's doing our job for us. They're all making Israel lose, and if Israel's losing, no matter how many people die in Gaza, Hamas will continue. And so, the Biden administration is not only betraying Israel, it's betraying the peace process. It is contributing to a continuation of Hamas fighting. I have to tell you, if Joe Biden had stuck with his original statement in support of Israel, this war would be over and every hostage would have been released. He added, what they're looking for now is a tie. Not a win for Israel, and a tie is a win for Hamas. And Biden recognized, when it comes to Putin, he said, if he wins in Ukraine, he's going to move into Latvia and Poland, the same thing is true with Hamas. If they have a tie, which is a win, if they hurt Israel, which is what they're doing now, with the help of CNN and the Biden administration, they're coming to a theater near you. Host Larry Kudlow then said, President Biden basically is doing this for political reasons, everybody says so, it's not just me. He's got troubles on his left and his far left or whatever left. But I think those are the worst reasons to change foreign policy. Dershowitz responded, you're absolutely right, but he also has trouble in the center. Let me tell you, hours before Joe Lieberman died, we were corresponding to do a statement, I put it ultimately in the Wall Street Journal, saying that people like Lieberman and me and others who are traditionally Democrats, but who support Israel, don't count on us voting for you this time. We have open minds, you have to earn our votes. And I have to tell you, he's not earning my vote these days. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.